here. So I want to see more energy. I want to see more excitement. I want to see us tackle better. Communication, eyes, all those things have to get better this week.
Hi.
First question this morning from John O'Connor. Good morning, John.
Rasheed?
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Coach Huseman. Coach, what did there's no plan, obviously, for what you do during a 2 hour break. What did the Spiders do during that 2 hour weather break? And looking back, do you wish you had done something different?
Well, that was the first time that I've been involved. I've been coaching a long time, and it's the first time I've been involved, middle of a game, lightning delay, off the field. We weren't sure how long it was going to last. You got different kind of opinions on what was going to happen, but we had kind of prepped. We knew we needed to bring some food, some nutrition, so we made them sandwiches. We let them take their shoulder pads off if they wanted to. If I would have done probably something different, I might have. And if I'd have thought it was going to be that long, I might have would have got them moving around a little bit, after about 45 minutes or an hour, get them just up, moving. Most of them were up and kind of walking around. But, fortunately, we were at UVA, and, the visitor locker room is pretty spacious. So it wasn't cramped situation. And so it wasn't awful. But it was, and a bad part is we had just scored. We had to kick off, and we didn't do a great job on that. He returns it out to the 46-yard line, and they scored before half. We need to do a better job on that unit for sure. But again, I'm not sure if it's first time, and hopefully we don't have to do it much more.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Russ, you talked about some of the things that you felt like you needed to clean up. Is there any benefit when you play a team like UVA to, I don't want to say expose any sort of weaknesses, but as we go forward, can you tell more about your team from a game like that?
Think so. It's kind of tough to tell. Can we just not tackle, or did they have a lot to do with it? Probably 50-50 on that. Probably we weren't tackling well. Probably it was tough to defend them. But we some of our really good players didn't play very well, and that was disappointing, to be honest with you. Some guys that hadn't played much played really well, and that was exciting to see. So, you take it back and forth, but maybe the guys that have played well for us in the past, maybe they were just a little too hyped up and trying to do a little too much. But we got to settle people down. But we have to play with more energy, more excitement, and again, it was good to see a lot of people playing that game because we did play a lot of people, and some of the young guys stepped up pretty good.
Last week we were talking about the quarterback situation. You kind of said you'd made up your mind, but Kyle Wickersham went the whole way, 110 yards passing, ran for 37. How did obviously it was a good defense he was facing. How did you feel like he played?
He did really well. I thought he all his reads were really good. He got the ball to the right people. We were coming into this thing concerned about, protection. Can we protect? And we actually protected really well. When we went drop back stuff, we did a really nice job of protecting, and that makes you feel good moving forward. Now I think we can protect and throw more vertical stuff, get the ball pushed down the field. When you throw for 110 yards, that's not very much. A lot of the shorter throws, but we got to open it up more. We got to get the ball down the field in the vertical game, and Kyle can do that. But he played really well. He gave us a chance, and I was awful proud of him.
Had some newcomers in the backfield with your running game. Zach Palmer-Smith ended up with 76 yards. Aziz Foster-Powell with 39. How did you feel like your new backs performed?
Pretty good, pretty good. I liked all three of them. They all three did a lot of good things. Zach popped a big one there, ran hard. I hope we got to get him to try to avoid contact when he gets in the secondary and makes somebody miss there. He went straight into a DB and I ran him over, but no, let's try to make him miss right there. Aziz did a really nice job. He had a great camp, and we kind of thought he would do pretty decent. And then Jamal Brown did a nice job. He didn't have as many carries, but they all three were extremely solid.
John, do you have a follow-up or no?
I do. Thank you. Coach Huseman, twice
I
now.
I thought he was forgetting about you there, John.
No, never. Never.
Twice now you've mentioned your concern about lack of excitement, lack of energy. How did that display itself, and what do you want to see more of in that area? Thank you.
Well, you make a sack, John. You know, we had one where we sacked a guy, you know, for 15-yard loss. I wouldn't mind a defensive lineman or two to come over and celebrate with him. That would be really nice. And we didn't get that. Everybody was kind of looking around. You know, maybe they were hot. You know, maybe they were, you know, out of breath. I don't know. I just think when you make good plays, you got to pick each other up, and you got to be excited for your teammates. And there's too much. Well, he made a play, you know, okay, great. But I just want from the sidelines to the offense, to the defense, I want us to look like we're having fun out there. Saturday almost looked like a job out there. And that's not what I want it to look like. I want excitement. I want our guys celebrating with each other. I want our guys to be happy when somebody makes a play, celebrate with them. So we got to do a better job of that. And, you know, I think it's important, you know, because it does bring the juice. It does bring the energy. And again, maybe the moment was a little bit too much. I don't know. I don't think so. But we got to do a better job of that.
Thank you.
Russell, let's look ahead to Saturday. You got your home opener against Wofford team that rallied to beat Gardner-Webb by one. As you've started to look at Wofford, what are the challenges they present for your team?
Well, I think a really good football team that's really getting better. They got better as the year went on. Obviously, they struggled early, but they played a lot of close games. And then he beat the Citadel and then obviously beat Furman the last game of the year. And Furman was a top eight team in the country. And then they come and beat Gardner-Webb, who's been a playoff team the last 2 years. So they're playing with way more confidence. You can see them getting better as the year went on. They've got really good players. Their quarterback, in my opinion, is an excellent player. And, you know, he started against Furman last year and had a really nice game. And now he's coming into this year and he looks like a big-time quarterback. He's got weapons to get it to. You know, I think they're moving in the right direction. It's tough when you lose your first nine games, but to get those two at the end and get this one, I think Wofford's probably going to come in here with a lot of confidence, and they're playing with a lot of confidence.
All right, Russ, thanks so much for your time today. Good luck on Saturday against Wofford, and we'll talk again next week.
All right, Rob.